Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah, your purpose midwife, your biggest coach, your biggest cheerleader. I tell y'all, I'm so excited to have y'all here. Thank you so much for joining me tonight, whether you're listening in radio land, online, whether you're watching live on Facebook Live. Thank you for joining me. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend that time with me. And for that, I'm totally grateful. And when I say me, I'm talking about us, because it's our It's an us thing, the Holy Spirit, us, the Lord, and the audience, right? So we're going to be chatting tonight about the power is in your mouth. But while I'm thanking my sponsors, I want y'all to go ahead and hit that share button, because we're gonna talk about some things tonight. And it's gonna bless you, because as the Holy Spirit gave it to me, I was like, oh, God, this is good. So I'm going to thank our sponsors. And while I'm thanking our sponsors, y'all go ahead and hit that share button. And we're going to jump in. I'm going to share what the Holy Spirit gave me. And then we're going to talk together. I'm going to open up the lines for y'all to talk, whether on the radio line, on chat, or you can actually come on the screen with me. All right. So I want to thank the Red Rose Conquerors with business coach Cornelia Brown. Thank y'all so much for being a blessing to us. When I tell y'all, this lady has been with me ever since God placed her in my heart and in my path about a year and a half ago. So thank you, Elder Cornelia Brown. If you need a business coach, she can definitely help you get started with your business at 404-786-0873. That's her business coach line. But she and her husband have over 30 years worth of real estate knowledge and experience. And they have been million-dollar sellers with Better Homes. And so the Brown team, Bernard and Cornelia, can take care of you. Call them at 404-843-2500. If you need anything dealing with real estate, they can help you out. I tell you, these people have a heart of gold. It's the Brown team, Bernard and Cornelia, and their number is 404-843-2500. Now, Mom Biz Box, for the ladies, you don't have to be a mom to be a part. Mom stands for multiple operational managers. And whether it's a part of whether it's motherhood and business, they're all one and the same. And so go ahead and join that group, ladies. You'll be able to network with all these other ladies that are doing some phenomenal things. They may have what you need, and you may have what they need. Get your copy of This Is Me, the EP by our singing songbird, Deidre Norvette, that you heard as the intro and outro song here every week. If you have not already gotten a copy of any of my books, go to tinyurl.com/Amazon. You can get it on any of the digital outlets, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I have a children's book called A Learning Book Just For Me. And the rest of the books are inspirational, motivational. I have the book On Fire to Inspire, book entitled The 21-Day Mind Detox, and then Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. Then we have Ultimately Unique. You ladies, if you love your accessories and things of that nature, Ultimately Unique, you visit that on Instagram. They have some nice accessories and purses, some new things in stock. And then if you are a Zumba fan, ladies, Zumba, we do Zumba with Mina, Dance with Mina. If you go to Dance with Mina Mondays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to be doing something very, very special this week. We are going to be doing a live session, but you got to make sure you go in on Dance with Mina and register your spot, because the spot is going to we're going to definitely be social distancing. So the spot is, you need to get your spot secured so she can make sure that she has ample space for you. So Dance with Mina, and that is this coming Saturday. The live session is 11 a.m. this coming Saturday. For those of you who want to do a virtual, you can do virtual on this coming Saturday as well, but we'll be doing it Thursday at 6 as well. All right, and if you're on that health journey with me, that wellness journey, jump on in to bit.ly/onfire2live, on fire to live, to get your health and wellness products. So, y'all, tonight's topic, oh, my gosh, when I tell y'all, God is so faithful, God is faithful. The topic is, there is power in your mouth. So I'm going to share with y'all what the Holy Spirit gave to me this evening. And when I tell you, the Holy Spirit keeps me on my toes, because he didn't give me the words to actually share with you all until about almost 5:30 this evening. It might have been about 5:30. But that's where we have to be. We got to be so led by the Spirit in this hour. And great evening to everybody. Let me come out of this enlarged screen. I can't see everybody. Great evening, Minister Coulter. Great evening to everyone. And for those of you who have not said hello, great evening. Thank you so much for joining. Y'all, I'm telling you, this is going to bless your socks off because it blessed mine. So last week's topic was no more imposter. Right, we were shutting down the imposters, telling the imposters that we was telling them to go to sleep, sleep in peace, rest in peace. We were putting them to rest. Have you continued to speak and operate as an imposter, although we buried them last week? Now, y'all, I'm giving you what the Holy Ghost gave me. I ain't on y'all. This is what the Holy Ghost gave me. Have you forgotten that that the real you, the authentic you, had come forth last week? Y'all remember, we put the imposters to sleep. We put them to rest. We lay them to rest. But have you been speaking and operating like you didn't do that? Let's keep moving. Here's the thing. Many of us are so comfortable with just speaking what we're thinking with no clue what we're creating and or coming in agreement with. Now, I'm going to say that again, because finally when the Holy Spirit gave that to me, I was like, I had to read it again. I said, what, Lord? He said, many of us are so comfortable just speaking what we're thinking, we have no clue what we're coming in agreement with or creating. So we're creating some things as we're speaking, or we're coming in agreement with some things that we're speaking. Yep, you heard me clearly. You're opening your mouth and speaking the demise over the things that God has told you that he's resurrected. Well, Leah, why you say that? Because you're speaking the opposite of what God is saying. What do you mean, Aaliyah? I don't understand. Y'all, I'm telling y'all how the Holy Spirit was telling me y'all going to be asking these questions. So as he gave it to me, I'm giving it to y'all. Well, what he said was, he will give you that home that you've been desiring, the one that you've had your eye on, but you keep saying, well, you know, my credit ain't up to par, and you know, that house going to be sold by the time I get myself together, and, you know, but by the time I get my finances together, it's going to be gone. Well, you keep saying what you're seeing, or keep saying what you think it is, then you're going to get exactly that. The power is in your mouth. You will get exactly what you speak. Somebody type that in the comments. You will get what you speak. Why? Because the power is in your mouth. Let me give you another example. Now, I'm giving y'all everything he gave to me as he gave it to me. God told you that you was healed. Now, this is another example. God told you that you were healed. and that you were walking in your healing, but you still stuck on that doctor's report. So the doctor's report told you something other than what God said. And so you started speaking what you saw. And so God said, you were speaking what you saw, so you were coming in agreement with that word that I'm sick, or with that word that that my cancer. You will get what you speak. Thank you. Thank you, prophetess. So thank you, minister and prophetess. Y'all, when I tell y'all, God said that you will get what you speak. And he said, keep speaking what you're speaking. Now, if you're coming in agreement with what he's telling you, he said, keep speaking what you're speaking until it becomes your truth. My God, I don't know if that just blessed somebody, but it blessed me. God said, keep speaking what you're speaking. So instead of saying what the doctor said, well, that cancer, my cancer, don't take ownership of it because you just came in agreement with the cancer. No, that's not yours. So you keep saying, even though the thing said, oh, I have cancer. No, I know what the report said. But God says I am healed, so that don't belong to me. So I'm declaring and walking in my healing until I see it manifest. God says keep speaking what he told you until it manifests, until it becomes your truth. Oh, my God. Y'all, I don't even understand if y'all ain't understanding what I'm saying. Y'all can't believe. Ooh. See, whose report will you believe? Will you believe that report that man gave you, or will you believe the report that he told you? With that said, I will keep speaking what I want until I get what I want. So, yes, making a declaration. I will speak what I want until I see the fruit of what he said. I will speak what I want, that I'm healed, that I'm walking in my healing, until I get what he said, until that report says I'm healed. All right. So stop coming in agreement with the things that don't belong to you. Whatever you say after I am, y'all listen to this, because as the Lord gave this to me, I was like, ooh. He said, whatever you say after the words I am, you just took ownership of it. Somebody type that in, because y'all didn't get it. Y'all got to read it. Whatever you say after the words I am, you just took ownership of it. You say, I am healed. Own it until it manifests. If I say I'm sick, guess what? You just took ownership of that, which is the opposite of what God said. Keep speaking what you're seeking until you see it. Yes, ma'am, Mr. Coulter, that's what I'm talking about. I will stand on God's promises until I see them manifest. See, you got to understand what this thing right here is, so much power in this mouth of yours. And I need you to understand that. I will stand on God's promises until I see them manifest. He will not and cannot lie. So if he won't lie and he cannot lie, why in the world am I going to believe man's report unless I stand on? Because I'm coming against what he said if I'm coming in agreement with what somebody else said, right? I told God that I wanted to own, and this was my testimony that he told me. He said, you got to get transparent to help somebody see it. See, I told God, I said, God, I want to owe no man anything. I don't want debt. So until I continue to say, I'm debt free. I'm walking in my debt freeness. I owe no man nothing. I don't do this. I just kept speaking it. Y'all, my finances wasn't saying that. My credit card wasn't saying that. But God says, because of your obedience and the fact that you never doubted me, even in the midst of you might have this coming against you and that coming against you and this coming against you and this, what? You got a negative what? Uh-uh. But God said you're debt free. Well, I want you to understand the manifestation of when you say what he says, it will manifest and you'll get what he said. So I kept believing it, y'all. I kept walking in that thing, and I want to be able to tell you that I got what I said. So I walk in the healing of my finances. I owe no man nothing, right? It wasn't the books. It wasn't when I tell you God does a supernatural thing on your behalf, and he'll tell you how to get creative with it. So just believe God and walk it out. Stop saying what you're seeing and start speaking what you're believing and what His promise has told you. Now, y'all, and I just want to remind you, I spoke it when I didn't see it, y'all. I spoke it when I didn't see it, and I continued to speak it until it was manifested. Now, the scripture that He had me remind you of, I'm going to give you in three different translations. Give me a second. I'm going to post it. I had it typed in so I could grab it and give it to y'all, but I don't see it. But somebody got to type it for me. You don't have to type the whole thing. Just type the scripture. Proverbs 18:21. I'm going to give it to you from King James Version because that's what you're used to hearing or what we grew up on. I'm going to give it to you in the Passion Translation, and then I'm going to give it to you in the Message. Okay? Because one or all are going to speak to you in a different way. Proverbs 18:21, we've heard, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat of the fruit thereof. Okay? Proverbs 18:21. That was King James Version. The Passion Translation reads as this: your words are so powerful that they kill or give life, and the talkative person will reap the consequences. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Isna, T.I.T. and Pastor Tara. All right, so that was the Passion Translation. It said your words are so powerful that it will kill or give life, and the talkative person will reap the consequences. So even in your plan, y'all, even in plan, I don't say, girl, you made me sick. I don't say that. Even in my plan, I'm cognizant of my words because you get what you speak. Here, yeah, I want y'all to hold on to your seatbelt. It's so simple. The Message Bible, just break it all down for you. And hear what the Message Bible says to you. Proverbs 18:21 still. Words kill. Words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. Y'all, that was the Message version of that same scripture. It said words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. You choose. Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's it. That's all. You choose. Which one are you going to take? Are you going to give life to everything you decide to speak over? Well, I posted a couple of months ago. I will not. How did I do it? It was all spirit, y'all. Let me see if it gets better. I will not give life to what I don't want to. I will not speak life to what I don't want to give life to. That's what it was, I think. But basically, I said, I'm not going to speak what I don't want to give birth to. If I don't want it to give birth, I will not speak it. Words kill or give life. Yes, ma'am, that was a Message version. I was like, man, woo! And I had never read it from that version. Stated, the sword is the spoken word, and we either build or kill. Yes, ma'am. So it's time for us to be intentional, insightful, and be a learned people. We got to be learned, the learned of God. We will no longer operate in ignorance because if you, as the old folks used to tell us, when you know better, you do better. So from this day forward, every word that you speak, be mindful of what you're doing. You're creating. Tell yourself, I'm creating everything that I say. From this day forward, you tell yourself, I am creating everything that I say. See your mouth as a creation tool. Okay? If you see it differently, you'll understand the power that you walk in, and you will operate differently. Oh, Lord, my God. No more self-sabotage from your words. Because you understand that your words have power. You know, back in the day or sometimes now we say, well, you know the old enemy? No, because if you were speaking contrary to, you were doing self-sabotage. You were sabotaging your own health. You were sabotaging your own victory because you were coming in agreement with something that did not belong to you. But now that you know, sowing seeds into your life, yes. So now that you know, we will no longer self-sabotage with our words. No more blaming the enemy for what we've been doing ourselves unknowingly. Now we know differently, right? As the old folks said, there again, if we know better, we do better. And so let's put everything that don't belong to us to sleep for good. We will do that which, with our words, we will do everything that God has called us to, and we're going to continue to create life. and only create life with our words. And then this is my final scripture for the night. And this was when the Lord gave me this one to look up. I said, And so this one is Psalms 141:3. And I have made this an affirmation for myself. And the New Living Translation, Psalms 141:3 says, take control of what I say, O Lord. This is David in Psalms. He said, take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips. So that's my affirmation. God, guard my lips. Guard my tongue to where I say nothing. If it don't create life, shut my mouth, Lord. Thank you, Minister. So, y'all, I tell y'all, God just blessed me with that thing. He gave me that right around the 5:30 hour. And I was, y'all, sitting down just like, woo, Lord, guard my lips. Yes, yes. And that's Psalms 141. That's New Living Translation, if anybody was looking for which one I read it from. That's New Living Translation. So understand that there is power in your words. Understand that you are creating, as the Message Bible said a while ago, that words kill or they give life. And we don't want to kill anything. We want to kill the word, the thing that don't belong to us. So if we have to kill something, kill that cancer that they're saying that's there. If you want to kill something, kill that sickness and disease. Kill the things that are, that don't belong to you anyway, don't belong to your family, because we walk in victory. And I just clicked on the thing for anybody that want to come forward and speak with me. If you want to share anything, you can come on. You can close, cut the camera off if you don't want to be seen. But I am opening up the floor. If you're on the Facebook Live, you can actually type it in and tell me, and I can get it. Or you can come online with me. You can either be seen or cut your camera off. And when you turn your camera off, we will hear your voice but not see you. Or those in online radio land, you can press 1 and I can bring you on. If you have anything to share or if anything actually hit your spirit when we were talking about this, I tell y'all, I was like tap dancing. And the Holy Spirit had me go to a restaurant and just sit still. And he just did a download. And when I tell y'all, this was some bad writing, I had to say, okay, Holy Spirit, you're going to have to help me read it. Because it was like my hand was just moving. And within 20 minutes, he gave me 3 pages, front and back of one, and a full third one for you guys. So that was 3 pages worth of what he gave me to share with you guys. I got a text. Just wanted to say thank you for using your words to build. Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I tell y'all, God is faithful. So anybody else want to share, you can actually type it in or whatever. But that's what we're doing. We put the imposters to sleep. We went ahead and had their funeral. As the old folks say, the funeral. We had the funeral last week, right? So this week, we're learning how to operate in this authentic self that God has given us as we're walking in that God-given, purposeful, purpose-driven, and purpose-living person. Now we're going to operate as that. We're going to speak life every time, even when we're playing, like, woo, I say, you know what? I've trained myself. Now I'll be like, thank you, Lord, or something. And or I say, whoo, thank you, Lord, or something like that. But, y'all, I mean, you have to train your tongue in that, even in something that you used to just say that was derogatory or negative. Change your tongue and change it to something that's glorifying God or speaking life in some way. But I do mine as glorifying God. Ooh, hallelujah. God, I thank you. Even when it's just like all the stuff is coming, and ooh, God, I thank you. It's already worked out. You know what? Because if you dwell on what you see, you're going to keep getting what you see. And one more thing to remind you of. This is the power that you have in your tongue. You know, God told us, and I want to say in 1 Peter, he said, and y'all, I'm not a theologian, so he didn't give this to me then. He's giving this to me now to remind you. But he said that I've called you the chosen ones and the royal priesthood. So understand that royalty, kings and queens, they don't beg, right? They set orders. They give a they put orders. They make laws. They put rules in place. but they don't beg people to do it. They put it in place and people do it. So it's time for you to understand that your words have that kind of power. So you're putting things into place. You're speaking life into it. So remember the royalty that you are and the royal priesthood that you were born into, and that the power is in you. You just got to walk in it. Understand who you are, what you carry, and whose you are. It's yours. I'm finished. If y'all don't have anything to share, y'all know I'm not going to prolong the time, because that ain't, look, if God didn't stop speaking, I sure do too. So, final call. Anybody online, press 1. That link, again, if you want to come on and share the screen, you can come on and share the screen. If you don't want to share the screen, you can turn your microphone, leave your microphone on, of course, and turn your camera off if you don't want to be seen. Otherwise, if you're just kind of soaking in and absorbing, hey, that's good too. But I had to do what thus said the Lord concerning his people, because that's what it's all about. God said, yes, your people call you Miss On Friday Inspired from the book and show, and you always inspire people. But in this hour, I'm transitioning you to who I called you to be, and that is the purpose midwife. And so we're birthing out the purpose of what he's calling us to be and walking in the fullness of it. No more walking in ignorance or blindsidedness, but walking in the victorious people that we were born to be. Walking in the knowing. It's a knowing. It's a knowing. And there's a freedom in the knowing. We're not walking and being passive. We're not walking and being fearful. No, because our Father, he's given us our things. Amen. Amen. You are so welcome, Pastor Steve. Thank you. Well, y'all, I love y'all. We will be back same time, same place next week. For those of you who are in the driving area or whatever from South Carolina, reach out to Dance with Mina if you want to attend the Zumba, what did she call it? Zumba Live. It's y'all, I can't even think of it. But it's a Zumba Jam. Zumba Jam Live. It's a Sunday, a Saturday. Lord Jesus. It's a Saturday Zumba, 11 a.m., and it's going to be live. So you have to RSVP because we're doing social distancing. So make sure that you have your spacing. Get there before 11, because she's going to go live at 11, and she's going to be live for the people who are virtual, but she's going to also be live for us, the ones that are going to come and support her in person. So Dance with Mina. Go in and RSVP your spot, because it will be social distance. And just come and receive the blessing that God is doing, even through us moving our bodies and just giving him glory with taking care of these temples. Because remember, you're the steward that God is giving you over this temple. You have one body, one life. So you got to shift your mindset and shift your words. We're being intentional about our thinking and our speaking. Love you guys. I am Aaliyah, your purpose midwife, Miss On Friday Inspire, your biggest cheerleader. I see y'all same time, same week, same place next week. On Friday.